We are in the media center with Matt Smith, the number one qualifier in Pro Stock Motorcycle. Matt, you had a run of 6.776 seconds at 200.26 miles per hour, landing you in the number one qualifying position and also breaking into the 200 mile per hour zone for the first time at this track. What do you think is driving that success this week?
Just a lot of hard work. After the struggles we had at Charlotte and the frame was broken, we got home and two tough days of working nonstop, just getting things ready and then driving all day to get here to test, you know, the day before. Just can't say enough to my crew guys. I mean, Michael Ray and Nate Hendrick, they stayed with me and helped me out, you know, with the process. And, you know, I can't do it without the backing of all my sponsors that's on board, you know, Denso. Lisa does a great job with getting us that the product and the sponsorship to do that. And Lucas Oil, Mark Stocks is in the house this weekend. Elite Performance and Lucas Oil. I mean, I just can't say enough for everybody that helps me.
So after such a crazy week, what does it mean to you and your crew to get the green hat today?
It's great. I mean, you know, the green hats, it's a double bonus because, you know, not only are we number one qualifier, we got some bonus points. We got extra money for being number one. And we get a bye first round. So that was kind of a nice deal to put into our thing. You know, we had a first round today at the fuel pump wire broke when we took off. So wasn't that the bike didn't shift. Everybody goes, oh, your bike didn't shift. No, it's fine. We've come back up here and made a good run. But it went to the wall in Q4, and I had a fight all the way down track, or we would have went at 81 or 82. So all in all, we got a good bike for tomorrow.
Any other questions?
When you make a great run like that Friday night, you know you're not going to better that today. What do you concentrate on today? And secondly, are you concerned that Jerry Savoie ran good in the heat while you were going to be testing?
No, I mean, you know, when we know we're not going to run better, and I knew we wasn't going to run better because it was worse. The air was worse. The track was hotter. So we kind of tested a couple little things to see how we ran to the pack. And first round, we didn't get that test because of a fuel pump wire broke. And in second round, it drove to the wall. But all in all, the numbers look good up to the point to where that happened. So we'll probably do the same test first round tomorrow since we have a bye. And if it doesn't work out, if it doesn't run good compared to the field, then we'll go back to what we ran Friday night.
How big of a boost is it to have a bye run? Be able to experiment. I mean,
it's great to have a bye run. I mean, we don't want it in our category. I mean, that's probably the first time we've had this in a long time, you know, of only having 15 bikes in our category. But sometimes you get that toward the end of the season, especially with a countdown format. People don't have a lot of money and a lot of sponsorship, so they don't go to all the races at the end of the year if they're not in the top 10. So just part of it, but we'll enjoy the bye run tomorrow and do a little test and see what happens.
The way you're running right now here, do you feel maybe that Matt and Andrew or Karen may be vulnerable here more so than the other track?
Could be. You know, I think the two big players, or there's three big players here, is me, Jerry, who's in the countdown, and I think we're 4 and 5 in points, and then you got Steve Johnson made a nice pass, and he's not in the top 10, so we're not worried about Steve because he can do all the points he wants. That doesn't affect our countdown deal. So, but maybe Steve can take out some big hitters for us. But I got Scotty's on my team, and he qualified 4th, and the way it looks, he'll have a tough competitor in the second round, you know, if he gets past first round. So we got some blockers for our side, so we'll see what happens.
It'll be fun tomorrow.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.